Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
One of those mornings when you have a two-year-old. Mrs. O'Mara has, let's just say, had an interesting part of this month. And she's very tired, and she requires a little extra sleep because she's been running around with the child. This morning, no exception. You know, we have a babysitter tonight, so we're talking about it. And everybody has had this conversation.
Will you partay tonight? Will you partay?
I don't know. We don't party like we used to.
Yeah.
We don't party like a rock star.
Well, sometimes you stay up till 9.
That's true.
Sometimes 9:30. But here it is.
I really want to see who's guilty on Dateline.
So this morning, can I take you through my morning for just a second?
I would love it.
And I get up with her, and she's up earlier than I am because the little guy was apparently up at 5:45 this morning. It might have even been 4:45. It was ridiculously early.
I think that child needs a pep talk.
So the thing is, he's up, but I love him. He's the greatest, and he's fun, and it's and you know, he has his moments, but she's exhausted. She was exhausted last night. I come down to the breakfast table. We have a babysitter, and we have a discussion that normally lasts 5 minutes. What do you want to do tonight? Oh, how about this? Yeah, that's a good idea. Instead, it turns into this 45-minute, and I realize we're so exhausted that we have the luxury and pleasure of having a babysitter, but we're just not motivated to do anything because
the kid
has gotten the best of us. So I'm a little down, okay?
Understood.
I'm a little discouraged. She goes, we put the baby down for his morning nap, and Mama goes off for the morning nap.
Right.
Then she comes out because I've got the Today Show blasting, and which I do because I'm deaf, because I've had freaking headphones on. So she says, effing TV, and walks back to bed. And I sit there, and I just kind of go,
Yeah, you're just trying.
Woe is me, sad, and I'm sad.
You know
I'm sad.
Great
well,
is
you're just trying to provide for the family. You know?
That's exactly right, Oscar. Just trying to provide for the family.
TV
right?
is blasting so you can hear it. Yet she mutters, and you pick up every syllable.
I come upstairs, and I've got everything done, and I've got a little time to kill. So I hop on the computer, and I'm just bopping around, and I usually check in on the guys. Let me tell you, I give Rob Spiewak a really hard time all the time. I do almost on a daily basis.
Yes,
I give Rob,
sort of the basis of the show, Mike.
It's kind of. It's one of the. I would say it's a cog in the wheel of the show.
I would call it bedrock, actually.
It's bedrock, okay. You can call it what you want to call it.
Well, you do deserve it.
I understand.
He deserves every bit of it.
But one of the things, in the show description, it says busting each other's balls. It's not exclusive to me. I don't want you
Everybody.
Yeah, I don't want you to think that that's what I meant. I meant that busting everybody's balls on the show. That's what the show is
about. Sorry.
All right, shut the hell up. Yeah. All right, so anyway, so I give Rob a hard time. But today, I go to Rob's Facebook page, and now, for purposes of example, ladies and gentlemen, this is why I love Rob Spiewak. This is on Rob's page.
Yeah, it's the three sons.
What is this?
This is the end of a 35-year search.
Rob, button it. This is mine. You be quiet for a second.
Right.
This is from Rob Spiewak's page. Okay. This is going to sound silly to you, but it's a major victory for me. For over 35 years, yes, literally.
True.
I've been trying to get a copy of Captain Chesapeake's theme song from WBFF TV 45 in Baltimore. We had a great TV antenna, and we could pick it up in McLean. About 15 years ago, I found out it was still called Stumbling. Kind of what we call Rob's broadcast career. It was a Bob Crosby song from the 1920s. Oscar, I'm playing this in the background, but there's a video, and it's this guy playing the accordion in a gray suit, and he's just going, well, it's black and white, so they were all gray suits, and he's doing this little thing like this.
The look on my face is sheer disgust.
Listen to this. Now they have the Hammond B3 guys playing right now.
Well, three instruments, yeah.
Guitar, accordion, and organ.
Beautiful,
and I start laughing. I start laughing, and I can't stop laughing. Rob has posted this. He goes on and on. This was the Bob Crosby song from the 1920s, but it was reintroduced to the world in the Broadway show Thoroughly Modern Millie.
True,
but
all true.
Even armed with the title, I couldn't find the right version. Even Shazam was useless.
True, Oscar.
Shazam.
I knew, and this is what he does know, because his brain's got this in there. Oh, by the way, they're going into another Autumn Leaves now, just in
beautiful.
Case you want to know. Thank you, Rob. I knew the Three Sons had the proper arrangement, but it was way too slow. But tonight I had a eureka moment.
I did.
A eureka?
Yes.
I took the slow version and digitally sped it up as if a record player had been switched from 33 to 45 p.m. I don't know what he's doing. Well, I'm just smiling. I don't know what he's into
he's
with this.
He's tab patterning it up. That's what he's doing.
Guess what? It worked. I even matched it to the original theme on a YouTube clip of the captain. Of the captain.
The captain, Mike.
I nailed it. Feels great to solve 35-year-old mysteries. That said, if you're still reading this, I'm sorry I've wasted your time.
Thank you. Thank
but
you.
This is a big one in the win column for your old buddy Rob.
I was so excited, Mike. I really, really was.
So this is not what you sped up. This was
And actually, you know, I'm glad you brought
you
it up.
Do you have what you sped? Do you have the, of course.
Now, first, that's what you have?
Now, Captain Chesapeake, he was a kid show host, not unlike
Hours
Captain
and-
20.
Hours and hours of labor that will result in nothing positive for this show.
No,
except
just
want
to point that out.
Except this vignette. And
except
so,
this vignette.
Touche.
Yes.
But here, if here. You turned on Captain Chesapeake, and he was on from like 1971 to 1990 or something, here was his theme song, and it was forever burned in my brain. Okay? And he would say, you know, ahoy, crew members. And I say, well, I've got to be able to find this song. And
oh, then, by the way, this is Rob's brand new theme.
Oh, yeah.
We are retiring.
Oh, excellent.
We are retiring this one. We'll keep it for posterity. But I want that one. I want you to send that to me because that's going into the file.
So, and then I find the Three Sons version and I play it and I said, this is too slow. It's, yeah. As a matter of fact, it drags. So I said, but it sounds so close. So what I did is I did the math, and I figured out if I had that on a 33 RPM record and played it at 45, how long would it have to be?
What a dumbass.
Stop it, because listen what happens.
What a dumbass.
When you speed it up, it's exactly right. And it's in sparkling high fidelity.
Why can't you use these powers for good?
I am using them for good.
That is fantastic. You saved that. I want that as the close today, ladies and gentlemen.
You got it.
Crank it up. Let's listen to it a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on.
Yeah.
Start it from the beginning.
Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is for your listening pleasure, your old buddy Rob. Come on in, Rob. Rob Spiewak. It's the Rob Spiewak Show, brought to you by the Moore Broadcasting Network.
Rob
is here for you.
Since DC had Captain 20 and Baltimore had Captain Chesapeake, can I be Captain Rob?
Captain Rob.
CHP_N.
Your old buddy, Captain Rob. Yes.
Three bells. Time for the Munsters.
I started from the beginning. Let me see if I can create some lyrics. Okay.
All right. Ready? In 3, 2, 1.
I don't really care. My name is R-O-B-B, 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 Rob. I don't really care. Anyway, so that's kind of the thing. So the song, I've renamed the song,
yes.
I Don't Really Care.
I Don't Really Care.
I don't really care because nothing affects him. Nothing from outside. Now, God, the only time it would have, if someone took a piece of military ordnance and it exploded in Rob's backyard.
Yes.
Like, not inside, not the back backyard, the inner backyard, where his little fence is next to his sign house.
Oh, my God, inside the fence? That would be horrible.
Then it would affect you. Otherwise, it doesn't necessarily matter.
No problem.
That's the way it goes.
No fuss, no muss.
So remember, that is the theme. I don't really care. Fantastic. And I believe that will be, you'll be hearing a lot of that. And well done on the mix.
Thank you very much.
Incredible mix.
Well, you guys are quite welcome.
Sounds
I'm
like
glad,
the original.
So glad to bring back a piece of childhood for all of
Absolutely.
Us. And Mike, aren't we all just childs? Children, rather.
Child.
Deep
down? We're all childs, Rob.
Child.
We're all childs. And not only are you I Don't Really Care, Rob, but your new nickname, which will, well, based on that fantastic mix that you laid down, we're going to call you Dead Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
But I can't believe it's been a quarter century since I made my television debut. It was all different back then. You know, it was back then, I remember if you wanted to take a picture, you would use a camera. Not a telephone. As a matter of fact, if you used a telephone, people would look at you odd. What about in the old days when they took pictures of you way, way back, you know, where they pulled that thing and exploded and stuff? I got a picture of my great-grandfather. The thing took 6 hours. Take your picture, and it was a picture of my great-grandfather, one. They only had, every guy had one picture back then. I gotta get back, feed them hogs. Who's gonna feed the hogs? Somebody gotta feed them hogs. Now, in the future, of course, it'll be different. 50 years from now, people will be going like, hey, you want to see 100,000 pictures of my great-grandfather?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Hey, happy weekend, everybody. Coming to you live from the Gabby Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of rock country, our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet. You know why that is? I'll tell you why. Because they get it, people. That's right. They get it. They get the humor. They get what we do. And if you're here, ladies and gentlemen, you do too. So get ready for your Friday. Have a fabulous weekend. And make sure when you get out there, take that Confederate flag down off the back of your truck and go out and drink some Budweiser beer. Our show today is brought to you by Touch of Modern. Touch of Modern, everybody wants to stay ahead of the latest styles and trends, but it's tough trying to find the next big thing. Face it, it's hard to be cool. That's why you need touchofmodern.com. Yes. They have great stuff. I talk about my Trazer watch all the time with the incredible illumination. This is the Officer Pro. Fits into my squirrel lifestyle, ladies and gentlemen. I love that. But they have lots of other stuff besides watches. And even their watches are a wide variety. They got vintage watches. They got your used Rolexes and Breitlings. They've got brand new watch designs that are out there, and they change it up every day. Not to mention accessories for your cell phone. They've got that. They've also got a home decor, fantastic, unique design items at touchofmodern.com. And they've got wonderful clothing for everybody. It's fantastic. We love the site. Always cool. Touch of Modern is your website for everything. New sales launching literally every single day. Literally. It's one website that elevates your lifestyle with a single click. Here's what I want you to do. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. Touchofmodern.com. And welcome to the show. Whoa, whoa. We call this Mike O'Mara Take Two. Anyway,
what's the matter with you?
Just following the prime directive. That's what we do.
That's right.
Very happy to have you with us today. I wish for everybody that next week gets better. That's what I want to say.
I'll take
tough
that.
Week for people.
Here.
I hope that your week gets better. And I'm here to tell you that it didn't get better for Oscar Santana, because, ladies and gentlemen, he walks into the studio today and he tells all of us that he's been hacked.
That's right.
The Chinese. Oh.
What they did? Chinese. Like they came up and they said to him,
we want deal.
Oh, my God.
Fellas.
Oh, my God.
I think it had to have been in Mike's news when I first heard about the Department of Personnel Services. That's not something it's called.
Office of Personnel Management.
Whatever. In the government, right? They got hacked.
It's the cafeteria, Mike.
Yeah, so HR got hacked for the government. And
like the HR department.
And
right. The Robbie Gomez of the federal government was hacked.
Resources.
It was Donna
government.
That was HR.
Exactly.
Donna.
So Human Resources
the Office
government.
Of Personnel Management got hacked. And I said, well, 4 million names, it could have been worse. This was when they first reported the story. And then as the story continued to evolve, it wasn't 4 million names. It was more like 40 million names got hacked.
Right.
And stories about the Chinese government and really having a relentless cyber war against the United States. Mm-hmm. They're always doing it. They're doing it every day. And we're doing it to them. And the Russians are doing it to them.
They are the Mr. Olympia of cyber attacks right now. That's what
exactly.
they're doing, right?
Right.
And then a couple weeks later, you hear that the United database got hacked, and United is one of the main characters carriers into China. And
the United Airlines.
Yes, and if they cross-reference the manifest, the flight manifest with those records from the Office of Personnel Management, then you have people that are coming to China that are working for the government.
Is this because of your trip to China that this happened to you?
Oh, good thought.
I thought it was because of the podcast, and I said, "Oh my God." Somehow being watched. This podcast.
This one?
Yes.
Oh, it's Tech 411 if it's anything.
Big government. I said,
Chinese hate Todd.
I was hacked earlier this year when my investment broker got a call from someone requesting a transfer of money. And they called me to verify. I said, I don't know anything what you're talking about. Yeah. And then I had to blow everything up. It was terrible.
So,
really.
I see this letter. I read it for the fourth time. And I said, I thought this was just for federal government employees.
Was it a letter in the mail?
Yeah, a letter in the mail.
Did it look almost like junk mail, like they'd sent out a million of them?
Yes. The ink was smudged.
Sure.
Printer was running out of toner.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was. Cheap. I was with the Ceballos with a real last name.
Yes.
That's my real last name, as most of you know. You're at the bottom of the list. The toner was low.
Yeah.
So
you are so getting hacked again. You're now revealed your real last name and that you're that you're eligible for hacking.
Take everything. I have nothing. So I see that and I'm like, oh, why would my name be in that database? Right.
Who let you know that you got hacked?
The government.
What, they called you from the government?
No, they wrote a letter and said, "My bad, we got hacked."
Wow.
Sorry, dude.
Here's 18 months of some membership to some fraud monitoring service. And by the way, be vigilant. That's what they said. Vaya con Dios.
Yeah. If you see something, say something. Best. Barack Obama.
Rob, yeah. Rob, doesn't Roger, the allergy boy, doesn't he work at the HR, one of the HR offices of the federal
the
government?
I believe Personnel management.
Try to see if we can get him on the phone. Yeah, get the old telephone out and see if we can get him on the phone.
We can't give him a call.
I'd like to talk to Roger.
Yeah.
So there's two things at play. One, I worked for the Department of Labor and briefly the Department of Defense as a young lad, right?
Right.
As an intern.
Oh, so you did? I didn't know that you did that.
So they had my information already.
All right.
Two, I had a handful of friends, like because we grew up in this area, that were getting security clearances for the federal government, right? For different agencies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they would come to me and ask me for a reference, and I would give them my SOCH and everything else. So that was already in the database as a reference.
All right, calling Roger now.
So my question is, was it when I was an intern for the Department of Labor and DOD, or was it because I was just kind enough to give my information to my friends that wanted to do something with their lives in government?
Or it could have been your trip to China. Oh, hello, please.
China.
Hello.
Hi, who's calling?
This is Roger.
Oh, Roger.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
Roger, here's a name that might spark your fancy.
Uh-huh. Who's calling? I don't even know.
It's Oscar.
The phone rang. The phone rang, and then I picked up the phone, and I heard talking. So, I mean, you weren't talking to me. Is this a party line?
No, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, and let me see if this name
party
rings.
Party line. Is this show being done in 1959?
It was a good reference on my little
party
Margie.
Party line. That's pretty damn here funny.
Yeah, Mike, calling back the ghost of Gale Storm.
Hi.
Do you remember the name Oscar Ceballos?
Why are you asking? You're not going to make me go through my files again, are you?
No.
Roger.
Oh, Rob, I hope you know. I recognize your voice. Hi, Oscar.
Roger. Hey, Roger. I know that's my tenth call.
I love
you
call
him a lot?
Yeah, I want to call. I just want to figure out what's
I love your show.
Thank you.
What's your favorite part of the show?
Well, after I blow my nose, so I can, so my station tubes can clear out, and I can actually hear the program.
Yeah, a lot of ragweed.
I've been having a devil of a time with the late summer pollen. The late summer pollen's wreaking havoc.
What about the early summer hacking?
Yeah,
the early summer hacking is the same thing as the late summer pollen, because the fact is, you want to know this, guys? Washington D.C. was built out of swamp.
That's true.
And all the all the plant life and the trees that have all the dust on them and all that, I'm just miserable most
when you
of the
hear,
year.
Hey, Roger. Rog.
Hi, Rob.
When you hear about the hacking, do you mostly think of coughing and expectoration?
I do. Hacking for me is usually my lower lung infection, my bouts with frequent chronic bronchitis.
Hey, Roger.
Yes, Oscar.
When is the federal government going to change the way they deal with their records?
Yeah.
I told you this the last time you asked me about it. It's a totally complete quagmire.
A what?
It's a quagmire.
Oh, okay, quagmire.
It's a quagmire. It's like wading through your own personal swamp dealing with the bureaucracy of the federal government. But as my mother told me, she said, Roger, if you're going to go on that show again, make sure you don't bite the hand that feeds you.
what are some...
Hi, Pony Boy.
Hey, Roger, look what Pony I have for
boy,
you.
Pony Boy, Pony Boy.
Peanut butter, huh?
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
Oh, just keep that away from me. You remember the last time that happened? Oh, my God. My entire neck blew up like a giant deformed radish.
Hey, Roger.
I almost couldn't swallow or breathe.
What should I do to protect myself?
Yeah, what's his best move?
Okay, so I assume you've had some problems with your internet security or your personal information being hacked.
No, I'm just tired of looking over every statement like a serial killer to make sure that I wasn't hacked.
You know, Roger, if this is a long answer, maybe we could meet for lunch. Would you like to have some shellfish with us?
That's not funny, Rob. You remember that one time I said to you, what kind of soup is this? And you said corn chowder. And you told me distinctly that there was no seafood in the corn chowder. And then the waitress comes over and said, did you find any big pieces of shrimp? And that's, of course, when I began to swell up in my ankles. I had to kick my loafers off. And unfortunately, I was barely able to walk out of the place, and I went right to the emergency room. Don't you know about my allergy situation, for God's sake?
Where did you go?
The emergency room. They have great doctors over there at George Washington University Hospital.
That's a good one. It's a good one. So what can Oscar do to protect himself?
I don't know. I'm just a low-level government bureaucrat. How am I supposed to tell him what he's supposed to do? That's impossible, for God's sake. I basically come to work every day and make sure that I don't ingest too many allergens that are floating around the eyes. For Christ's sake, the skin off of people can cause me to have a flare. I don't want to have any more flares. I feel so tired today.
Yeah, are you on any sort of like a Mucinex or anything?
How'd you know? That's my favorite product, Mucinex. I've got it in pill form and also in spray form. I only wish they had it topical because I'd rub it all over my body to prevent any type
Roger,
of problem.
Are you tired of showing your ID when you buy Mucinex D?
Yeah.
The fact is that they know me so well down there at what I like to call the People's Drugstore. It's a CVS now, but I still remember.
Still call
it People's,
do you?
Yeah. Back when I was a young lad back in the 1970s, and my mother would take me over to People's Drug. They know me so well, they give it to me anyway. I don't need to show any identification.
Roger, do you care that there are millions of federal government workers that now have to look over their shoulder to make sure that their information that was compromised because of the lack of security in the federal government now have to deal with all of this?
Okay, I put a list together of things that I really care about.
Oh, good.
I can share it with you if
please,
you want.
Please,
love that,
please.
Yeah.
Okay, number one, I'll go from one to five.
Okay.
Number one is, and I did it last year and got in big trouble, so I'll never do it again, so I put it to the top of my list. Yeah. Remembering Mother's Birthday.
Oh, it's a bitch, isn't it?
That's number one, all right?
And you can't forget.
Number two, let me see the paper, completion of all chores at home as not to upset Mother,
yeah. You still live at home?
Of course I live at home. I got the best deal in the world. I've got my own room that I grew up in.
Yeah, sure.
That's fantastic.
And mother, she needs assistance, right?
Yeah, she needs assistance. And also, I still have to go to rule number three that I keep on the list at all time. No girls? No girls.
I thought that was a category.
Like Pillsbury.
Number four, make sure my EpiPen is always in my backpack. And number five, and it doesn't, I didn't even put a sentence there. I put one word, Pony Boy Bloom. Mm-hmm. Number five in giant capital letters. You ready for this one?
Yeah, please.
Peanuts. Oh. You know what I'm talking about.
Thanks for all your help, Roger.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Sorry you got hacked, now, Oscar. Will you explain a little more of that when we come back from the break?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, well, I've got to go now. I've got a job to do, Rob Spiewak.
I understand.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
On the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
You know what I was really good at before I was even in radio? I was a club DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was saying to myself, what a novelty act would it be if a guy over the age of 55 became one of the most celebrated DJs in the history of club DJs?
I'd buy it.
Strong, good, big, tremendous, strong, good, big, tremendous, strong, good, big, tremendous, strong, good, big, tremendous.
Dead Mike.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't let the summertime temperatures fool you. Fall is right around the corner, and that means back to school time. Kids hate it, but mom and dad are tickled pink because it's easy to stock up on all your school time essentials at Amazon.com. Amazon has everything for back to school, books, supplies, lunch boxes, even clothes and shoes. Besides, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. So if you're shopping Amazon anyway, please shop in a way that helps us out. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best way to support the show. Next time you need to buy anything, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website. I do that all the time.
Sure.
Or use the TMOS app and click the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and we thank you in advance for that. Welcome back to the show. So the long and short of this whole hacking situation with you is you just have to look over your shoulder, as you were saying. That's
they
what you're
going
to have
Mike,
to deal with.
They got me by the short hairs.
It sucks. And right? That's everywhere now. And that's yep. And if it's not the Chinese, well, it's some other country.
I would rather the Russians or the Ukrainians with all their nefarious...
Oh. You don't want to mess with the Ukrainians.
No, that's like a .ru thing, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I would rather them just, you know, do that, shop through our Amazon tab and get us some sort of credit when they do their illegal purchases with my Amex, right? Well, I'd rather them do that than to have a national government... have my information that does them no good, but for somehow I'm in a database somewhere, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So now
you
if
haven't
I
seen any evidence of your banking or your finances.
If I land in China next time, in mainland China, they're gonna know that I work for the federal government. Now, if they do what they say you do, that they watch everything, like, am I gonna have one extra? Software attached to my phone when I turn it on.
How old were you when you did this internship thing? How old
I was in college.
Okay, so
how did this never come up?
I was working. I remember when it happened. I had gotten the DOD and Department of Labor internship.
Worker Oscar.
Yeah, you know what? Because Oscar, and forgive me for bringing, when I try to put together your sort of hazy, foggy past.
It's a foggy past, isn't it?
It is.
Different colleges, like three different colleges or something.
And it's organic and ever-changing.
Variety
sort
of life.
It's really weird because when I think of you in that age and I see there was you were a lifeguard and then you were... working for a thing where you would jump out of a van and go and sell something and door to door.
Home fix windows.
That's right.
And
then
siding.
Oh, and he's like, oh, yeah, I can't sell siding today because I'm going up to Capitol Hill to address Congress.
No.
So, I mean, how did this all sort of
it's
work
all over
together?
The place,
I'll give you. I'll give mm-hmm. you
I think the Chinese should keep an eye on
when
you.
When I was 14, just turned 14, I got a job at Baskin Robbins for a summer, right?
Yes.
So, worked all summer at Baskin Robbins.
Hitting the dinger for no particular reason.
I like it. That was Mike. If you can look on his Facebook page. This was the summer that Oscar weighed 290 pounds.
Let's see. We'll do a round table right here and let's see if we can get all our from the beginning.
Okay,
right?
From the
our
very
resumes.
Beginning. If we're going from very beginning.
Right. Very beginning and go through it quickly.
When I was 8 years old, I was hired by the homeowners association in our townhouse complex to walk around and pick up trash. I got that. That was my job, right?
8 years old. Fantastic.
That's Mike known as the summer of tetanus.
So no, I had a little stick and I'd walk around and they pay me $20 a month to do it. It was nice and
that's
neat.
Wonderful.
Why not,
that's
right?
Great. Okay.
So then when I was 10
16 cents an hour.
When I was when you're a kid,
Yeah.
Something my dad was on the homeowner association. He said my son will do it. And I said, all
pocket
right.
Money.
No,
pocket
pay
money.
Me.
Good
pay
stuff.
Me money.
That's right.
Right.
When I was 10 and 11, I worked with, for Home Fix Windows and Siding.
This
I
is
told
a good
them
job.
I was
yeah.
13, but I wasn't. But I worked for them, and that's okay. When I would walk around and canvas these homes for if, in case they wanted to change the windows or siding, and we'd get leads for them, bottom line.
Right.
Okay. At 13, you're getting leads, beating
yes.
the bushes. That's fantastic.
Amazing. So right. At 14, I could actually work legally somewhere, so and not just like the cash jobs. I went out of my way, and I got a job at the Baskin-Robbins up the street, something I could take the metro to, right?
Okay.
So I took the bus to work, and then you'd be good to go. And then when I was 15, that's when I said, enough of the Baskin-Robbins nonsense, I'm going to become a lifeguard. So I was a lifeguard all through high school, and then...
That was his, we like to refer to that as his season of discovery.
That's right. And also, Mike, known in the book as the Summer of Floaters.
And through my sophomore year in college, I realized that I fell in love with radio. I wanted to work at WHFS. So I applied to WHFS, but at the same time, I applied through school for a government internship.
I had no idea.
Yes.
I didn't know this. He doesn't talk about it.
No,
very
he doesn't.
Yet.
So I got a government internship at the Department of Defense and the Department of Labor. I worked at both. But during my Department of Labor internship, I got the internship for WHFS.
Did the two government agencies know that you were working for both of them, or did you have to, like, was there a lot of wacky mix-ups?
No, it was...
Was there, like, Oscar and Olaf, and
no,
you had
they
two
have,
identities?
No, it was one summer for one, but the second summer, the Department of Labor summer, is the one... The A paid you very well.
Okay.
And
oh,
B,
so you're a paid intern.
Yes,
that's good.
That's
okay.
A paid deal.
Which
was huge.
Yeah. Thank
Something
you for
that
our...
doesn't exist on the Mike O'Mara show.
Yeah. and the beginning of a huge federal deficit for our country.
And,
that's right.
And I got the internship at WHFS. I couldn't tell my parents that I wasn't going to work for the government and just work for WHFS. So I somehow convinced my intern coordinator at the Department of Labor to let me work Monday through Friday at their job, but a flex schedule where I could work longer hours and leave on Thursday, so I could work at WHFS on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and evenings when they needed me. So that's how I kept the WHFS internship and worked at the Department of Labor.
Mm. Wow. I had no idea that you were doing that. And when did you work at the Department of Defense?
So that was the summer beforehand, and that was a flex schedule as well as part-time.
Okay.
Okay,
right, but
so
you didn't
worked
get
defense,
there.
Then the next summer you worked labor,
yeah.
And you got the HFS internship,
the defense,
and you did both.
Yes, I got paid at the defense as well. They paid the government internship was pay, bottom line.
Okay.
Wow,
yeah,
you
good.
Know, the only thing that prevented him from being on the stage next to Marco Rubio in that presidential debate is that right. He got an internship at the mighty WHFS.
That's cool, it. That's what it all went south.
He could have been our next president.
The cool part
he's trying
was,
to repair it, though.
The cool part was that when I went to WHFS and they were like, well, we need you to do at least 20 hours. I said, I'm willing to work nights and weekends. They said, nah, you know, they give you the riff. They're like, eh, we have all these people that apply.
What year was this?
The year 2000.
You know, that is just about the time they really started to crack down on internships and
yeah.
enforcing rules.
How about I would drive the cars as an intern? Like,
yeah.
I was doing engineering and promotions as an intern,
yep.
And I wasn't even bonded and insured by the company, right?
Yeah. And incidentally, radio stations looked at interns as slave labor. They did.
Oh, they did.
That's exactly what they
did. So I convinced the guy, I said, I will work harder than anyone else in the 3 days you have me on the weekends that probably nobody wants to work. And I convinced him. I said, all these kids have lives. I was like, I'm giving you every weekend of the summer. Let me work for you.
And all he asked in return, Mike, was one college credit and to be taught English.
How about this? How about this? I didn't get credit.
What?
You didn't get
I
credit for it.
I lied and said I was getting credit
oh,
for it.
Yeah, same here.
And
no.
I didn't get credit for it.
You just wanted to get in the door.
Yeah.
Because they would have said, no, you're
yeah.
not going to get credit for
yeah.
this. And that's the way it works.
And I just knew as soon as I walked in, I said, no one's going to call anybody. Like, I'm just going to work for free all summer.
That was sort of dissolving. I got, you know, how long did I intern for the Don and Mike show?
I don't know.
19 months, and
right.
I got a
sure.
college credit.
Yeah.
You
that's
got
it.
A college,
but
college credit. Really quickly, what did you do in your younger days? What were
younger
your
days, in the wintertime, we had a Christmas tree stand. So I would sell Christmas trees from like age 10 on.
Okay,
right. We also, Big Daddy gardened, and I sold and attended to the vegetable stand. I did that till I was 16 or 17.
Little Robbie at the vegetable
hey,
stand.
I could like figure that. Sales tax in my head, and customers love me.
My head is as big as that watermelon.
That's right. We didn't sell watermelon.
All right, what about after that?
Delivered furniture.
Yeah, okay.
Safeway, both locally and in Richmond.
Yeah. Right.
And then on to radio, and here I am today. Okay. Oh, yeah, and I, for 6 years, interned at the Department of the Interior.
There you go. All right, very good. All right, let me see if I can do this. Let me see. Okay, first job ever, picking tobacco. I was I worked for Dufferin Construction, and they had tobacco fields, and I was a suckerer for broadleaf tobacco.
What is everybody?
What is a sucker?
What
no.
does that even mean?
Suckers are the weeds that actually grow on the stalk of the tobacco
point
plant.
Point of order, they're not really a weed. They're part of the plant, but they're a non-valuable part of the plant. So by breaking it off, the plant
Mike
grows
about
stronger.
His job. How
telling
do you,
know? You, and you, you
break
you
them
care.
Off.
Yeah, you break
so
them
you
off.
You break them off. I did that. That lasted 2 weeks. Then I worked painting houses in Glastonbury, Connecticut. I worked with Gary Caldwell painting houses, and they were all these old colonials, and they had oil-based paint on the exterior, so when you get up to a ladder and it's 89 degrees in August, you get the worst head rush and worst headache in the world, probably caused permanent damage. Thank you very much.
No sign of it to this day, though, Mike.
Yes. Following that, I became an employee at Katz Creative Decorating, which was an offshoot of Katz Hardware.
Yeah.
And it was a paint and wallpaper
now
store.
Now an insurance company.
And no, it's not
Katz
any longer.
Insurance?
No.
Katz
and
Insurance.
He now, I think he does mornings on... on
Katz?
Yeah, it's 90...
16 years old, I was working for Katz Creative Decorating. I was fired from that
job.
They
opened the Cat Cafe.
Dick Katz said to me, generally, things didn't work out. And my father was pissed off because he didn't give me a specific reason. There was. Following that, I
Can you do a quick impression? You've never told us how Dick Katz talked.
All right.
Do you remember his voice?
I love this. He's
turning around like Frank Gorshin would do on The Ed Sullivan Show when he turns around.
Generally, things haven't worked out. sounded nothing like that. He had a big fat ass, too. Big flat fat ass with his gray flannels.
How dare you not do more squats?
But anyway, that's it. And I remember my dad actually got pissed and called him and said, do you think that's right to do a 16-year-old? Well, not on your scale of values, is it, Dick? Hang up. I remember only time my father defended me in my entire life. The only time my father ever did that. I'll never forget it. Incidentally, when you talk about let them fight their own battles, it's a pretty amazing feeling as a kid when your father fights.
Hell yeah.
That
is.
Kind of
cool. I don't know what that feels like.
Never did it again, including the time I sneezed in Robin Riley's hair. And my dad sent me down to the police station, and I was the only one at the police station without their father. I felt really alone then. So he made up for it. But anyway, that was Katz Creative Decorating. Following that, my dream job, my illustrious, wonderful job. I worked as
a camp counselor
at Camp Phelps Ingersoll. And did that for a couple of years after that. That was it. There were some jobs, I think, in between.
You drove the short bus.
I drove a regular bus. Now, not only did I drive a bus for the camp, but I also drove a bus when I got into college, part-time, a regular school bus. And I drove in snowstorms, in microbursts. I actually had a microburst come through. We thought it was maybe a tornado. And I got all the kids off of the school bus and ran them into a nearby home because I was that freaked out about it. That's how scared I was.
I'm sure that's part of policy nowadays. No one would have a problem with that, with the bus driver taking all of the children into to an unidentified home.
They were that was the camp that I was doing.
Even better,
for.
Mike. There's summer and it's like I think
incidentally
it's
the technique
in the cellar.
Can I offer you a little bus driving? I ask you a little bus driving technique?
Yeah.
When I would do the regular school routes, the middle school students were particularly offensive to me.
Sure,
and they were very, very badly behaved. And it used to be the brake technique. And if you want to get a loud, obnoxious school bus to really stop talking, you just at the very last moment when you come to the stop sign, you kick the brake, and it causes every one of those little heads to snap back.
Oh,
really, really lots of fun. Yes, I could have injured them.
At an early age.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, I had it then, too.
Attaboy.
Thank you. Following that, it was on to America University, where I got a job as a desk assistant at NBC News. And cool. I worked for NBC Network
that
Radio.
Is cool.
I worked with Peter Hackis. I worked with some of the luminaries like Bernard Kalb, Marvin Kalb, those are Irving R. Levine, some great old journalists.
He talked like Dick Katz, didn't he?
Yeah, but generally things haven't worked out. Then it was on to, let me see, I worked at WOHN out in Herndon, and after WOHN became WVBK, I was hired by Jack Diamond to work at WYRE to do a morning show.
Yes.
Jack Diamond resigned his group program directorship for the AM and FM station, was replaced by Chuck Dickman, who also quit shortly thereafter, probably within at least a month and a half's time. Both of them quit. I walked into Sid Abel, the owner of the property, and said, I can be your group program director for both radio stations.
Look at you.
And I was hired at, I believe, 24 or 25 years old.
Gumption.
To be a group program director.
Moxie.
Hated it.
Moxie.
Hated every bit of it. I did not like
you
it.
You love firing people.
I didn't love firing people. Just it was not fun. These particular guys, the St. Valentine's Day massacre, when I fired four guys on Valentine's Day, probably didn't mind that one. It was time to clean house.
Sure.
They weren't doing very. And then it was on to WAVA and
Bam and Fortune.
You know, the Don and Mike show, and that was the rest. In between, I was a club DJ. I was a club DJ at most of my work was done during college and then later at a club up in Gaithersburg called Raffles 2, which was the Gaithersburg Marriott Hotel. I don't think it's there anymore. I'm not sure.
And Mike, what are you doing now?
Thanks, Rob. We'll take a break. Really appreciate that. That was a lot of fun. Next year, we'll get to Pony's resume. Anyway.
Maybe it'll have something on it.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What gives this mess some grace unless it kicks, man?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Can you believe that August is nearly over? Where did the summer go? Here's the thing about this time of year. It's hinting at the arrival of fall and cooler temperatures. And I got news for you. Blinds.com is there to help whether it's super hot or super cold. They have cellular shades, the same ones I have down at my home down in Florida. Blinds.com has tons of cellular shades. They've got you covered in both extremes, cold or hot. Cellular shades have an insulating honeycomb. They're super lightweight. They cover a huge surface area, and they're not too heavy, and they keep the outside temperatures outside. I love my cellular shades from Blinds.com. They've been helping folks for over 25 years, the best customer service people in the business, and I'll tell you something, they give you free color samples, free shipping, and prices that absolutely crush store prices. If you need window coverings, you've got to go to Blinds.com. Super affordable, easy to install. Go to Blinds.com today and start enjoying your home and patio without the annoying heat and glare. You will see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com. Blinds.com, we love them, and those are the same ones that you see in my home in Florida. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, everybody. I had a fanboy moment last night.
A good one or a horrifying one?
My cousin is pretty well plugged in up here, and let's not mention any
cousin!
Names, but I will tell you,
cousin!
Got a cousin that's plugged in. I'll call his cousin Ted, and had a famous
Teddy.
Visitor.
Great
famous
guy.
Visitor,
great
the former great, great senator from the state of Maine, Olympia Snow, who was on
Whoa.
The patio last night.
Look at that.
And got to chat with her. I have tremendous respect. That's she kind of got out of the game when she decided that there was just too much dysfunction. And she was a Republican senator from the great state of Maine, very independent-minded and very interesting to talk to. And I'm kind of starstruck, you know, when you're sitting next to a United States senator.
Very that's, small handful you know, of them ever. I mean...
Because it was the last second invite for me to go down there. Carl had already, gotten ready to put the baby down. So I ran down there really quickly. And as I'm sitting there with my cousin and my sister and my sister's family, I became aware of my uniform that I wear a lot up here. Which is really was not exactly cocktail hour presentable.
Can I,
you know what I mean?
So no dinner jacket?
Can I guess?
You go ahead. If you want to guess, you can try.
Okay. So there's Florida Mike and then there's Maine Mike.
Yeah,
right?
Maine Mike is different.
Yeah, because Maine Mike has to deal with cooler temperatures.
Yes.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. Not yesterday, though.
Rougher terrain. Right? Because there are pebbles on the beaches there. Not sand.
When I'm out dog sledding.
And of course, wildlife.
Yeah. So I would say you had a wicking golf shirt on. The type that let you breathe good material? Fair?
No.
Oh.
I will guess that you
I would
had...
probably have wicking material on, but it was not a golf shirt.
Okay. How about were you wearing some sort of one of your fishing-styled shirts that you sometimes
wear? That is
wear?
Incorrect.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah, you guys know
what I wear.
There's only one left, by the way, if you're
what about
to...
your gym teacher shorts that you wear all the time?
No, I was not wearing gym teacher shorts, okay. But the fact is
ball
I was
huggers?
Wearing...
Ball huggers.
I was wearing the synthetic tee that I wear often on the show.
Okay.
You had just a t-shirt.
I just
had not a good look.
I had that moisture wicking T-shirt, and
like
really
you were going to work out, but you don't work out.
Or he just came from working out, except he didn't.
I was wearing
my black jeans from Kohl's.
Cashback, though. Did you get your Kohl's cash?
Kohl's cash.
And my Brooks walking shoes.
Oh God!
So it really was a horrible insult.
Yeah, it's like that you gave up on life.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of the give up look.
Yeah, but yeah. I thought it was just on the internet.
I thought it was just going to be Teddy and my sister. I didn't know we have a United
Mike,
States.
You
when
always
the senator
have
saw
prepared.
Your
out,
yeah, when the senator saw your outfit, did she regret getting out of the politics
She
game?
Could not have been nicer. I had some real one-on-one conversation with her, and we were talking about lots of interesting things, and I was telling her that I have a place up here now.
And that you're going to be on the 207?
Didn't mention that.
Didn't come up?
We may be moving that location, though. I haven't even asked Carla about it. We might move it down to the family abode.
I think that'd
be
nice.
Which I think would be a pretty good backdrop.
A better look.
But at the same time, this is Carla's home, and I think she's proud of it, and she wants to put out a little
Maybe it's not ready for television.
And
you know?
Did you mention her?
Oscar. You don't think it would make a good impression if they saw the double wide that I live in up here? That would be something they
and
maybe
did it ever come up? Did you ever think of telling Carla that this is not HGTV? This is about you.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's really not about the house.
I've told you guys before, I've told her.
Yeah.
The family home shows history.
Yes. That's how I would sell it. Make sure they sign a release. Roots.
It's got a great backdrop. A great backdrop. Yes. And I think that would be cool. And so I might. So Teddy's signed off on it. And
that's nice.
It's also showing off in front of my family, which would be kind of cool.
Is the governor going to be there?
No.
Maybe that would be a nice. Hey, look who it is. It's Olympia Snow.
Oh, look who walked in.
And you know what? That would be great.
They know me so well that I probably have to reintroduce myself.
It would be so great if Oscar was part of it. An interview introduced a former senator as, oh, look, it's the governor.
Oh, my God.
Rob, I will tell you this. When I saw the governor, who the senator is married to, the former governor, Governor John McKernan of the great state of Maine, I will say this, that he did reference the fact that we played golf years ago. And that's when he was a sitting governor, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, he remembered that without prompting?
He remembered that without prompting. He taught me how to play tennis. This kid, when I was a little baby. I mean, this guy, I've known this guy for a very, very long time.
Okay, so he's like a local guy.
If I was a Republican, I might have been a player. Okay?
Wow.
I might have been a real player. But yeah, I might have been a player,
baby. Multiple women?
No, he's talking about pro tennis.
A
politics player.
I'm talking about my career.
Basketball.
But anyway, so it was fun. It was fantastic.
Did you get a chance to talk to the senator? The one thing you said that was interesting is you said she got out of the game because she saw it as frustrating trying to get things done. Did you get a chance to talk to her about that?
If you Google her farewell speech... she's got a website up there that's about bringing people together from different points of view. So she's very into that. She was very into coalition building. Anybody that knows politics knows this when she was in the Senate. And I've had tremendous admiration for Olympia for most of my life. I really, really do. She's a throwback to what they should be up there, which is trying to solve problems. And I think she got out of it because they weren't doing that anymore. And it was just gridlock. So she's one of the people that said, enough.
How long since she stepped down? Because it seems to me you talked
about it. 2013.
Yeah, you talked about it when it happened. I remember you addressing it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I have a lot of respect for her, and it's always an honor. Look, who wouldn't be starstruck? You know, it takes an awful lot to become. Did you ask for her autograph? No, I did not ask for her autograph.
Did you get a picture?
My family knows her. My family knows her.
But photos didn't happen.
Right.
I understand. Yeah. Okay, I'm lying. That's it. Can we move on, please?
How about a selfie, Senator?
Shut up. All right. Let's move on to
you. On Facebook?
I am not friends with her on Facebook.
Maybe I'll friend request her.
Will you stop it? Will you behave yourself?
Start a
fan
page. Yeah.
I know, Mike. Please, he said.
Capital O apostrophe.
Why are you driving me crazy?
I know, Mike and Teddy O'Mara. Please accept me.
And you know what? Maybe just mention Teddy.
I did get a haircut for this meeting, though.
No, not for that meeting, though.
Earlier in the day, I had gone by water over to Bar Harbor by myself, gotten off on a dock. How cool is this? How Maine is
that
this,
is
right?
That is very cool when you actually travel by water to go to a town.
So I go to the little information booth that's right down on the dock because they have a lot of those whale watching trips, and they have those big fishing boats that go out. You know, the tourist boats that come out and see a harbor.
Whales, also the tourists.
No, it's not like gambling. Yeah, they have Asian magnates that are you know, hacking Oscar and making billions of, yeah, we got a whale on the boat today. No,
I don't know why the plane didn't work, yes, but at least we found it down here, not up there, thank God.
You're
exhausting
your
ops. Look, the casino's open
again. The whale watching is what they do. I go up and I say, is there a decent barber shop in town? And the guy says, there's only one on the island, and if you go all the way up, and he shows me on a map, and I know Bar Harbor well enough, that this is a vertical climb, and it's about 3/4 of a mile
up this.
So it's a bit of a hike to get up there, and it was, I would say, probably 81, 82 degrees and a little humid.
Yeah.
So I'm chugging up the hill, and I'd already had my 2.5-mile walk in the morning where I broke the 17-minute mark, and I was very proud of that.
Oh, nice
and
work.
If you're keeping, oh, hey! If you're keeping track... You're keeping track. Half a pound down from last week.
Not strong.
It wasn't the full pound that I expected, but I'm still moving in the southerly direction of my weight, and I'm not gaining, so I'm very happy about that.
That's
but anyway,
excellent.
So I go up there, but I'm still, as you know, a large person, mm-hmm. and so the idea of walking briskly up this hill in about 90% humidity and 85 degree temperatures. Notice I added up to the temperature there. I was pretty schwitzy by the time I got to the barber
shop. I mean, you're not at a regular elevation. You're dealing with a lot of forces.
Yeah, and you're out of town, so you're not at ease.
I'm at sea level, for Christ's sake.
Were you wearing a wicking material?
No. Yeah, I was wearing the same. I was wearing the same shirt that I would be wearing later at the cocktail. I wore my outfit, same outfit
my
I wore on the show. I don't make costume changes during the day.
It's the best outfit for the day.
Mike O'Mara has been dressed by Bob Mackie for his haircut.
Very happy about that. I walk up the hill and I'm wearing the same, and I'm schwitzing, like super schwitzing.
Sure.
When I start schwitzing, I am not necessarily going to stop schwitzing for quite some time. So I walk in, but I said, I got to get this haircut. And I walk in, and suddenly you know how you know when you go into a good barbershop?
Yep.
You know you're going to get the right
kind
of, and it was fan, but it was a Maine barbershop. And these were old Maine guys, and these old Maine guys were cutting the hair of younger Maine guys.
Cool.
So you had the younger Maine, real Maine guys, and the older Maine, and I was there kind of out of my element.
Yeah,
and you know,
all
you're hearing
Maine
things
except
like,
for Mike.
They were all Maine except for Mike. I was obviously from away, and they sit there and they say, well, you don't know what you're going to see in Bar Harbor in the summer. You know, everybody's a Pepperidge Farm commercial.
Wow.
Like, well, hello there. Another guy comes in, and it's the bell that rings.
You know? Oh, because so it's on like, the door.
Ring, ring, ring. Hello there, Bill. Hello, Mr. Ray. And then they go into this whole thing. Well, he's Mr. Ray. The guy's name was Ray. He's Mr. Ray. And at this point, I had to weigh whether we used to have a hair transplant guy called Mr. Ray in Baltimore.
Hi.
Didn't want to go there.
Oh, yeah. You're not there to entertain. Let
no,
him do
I'm
their
not
thing.
There to do.
No, yeah, it would be a hard sell on a regional comedy thing.
Unless you did
DeQueasy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. By golly, I'd like this whole dome to be shaved. Can you take that goddamn clipper? And, you know, and so this is the only exchange I had with this barber. I said, I go straight back with it. And he says, medium sides. I said, yeah, medium sides. And he goes, yeah, little off the top. I said, yep. And then he's turning back to his little mirror and his blue fluid with the comb and stuff. He goes, medium side, little off the top. And
aww,
that was it. The rest was happy talk, and he gave me a really, really nice haircut, and it was interesting. These guys
have
been doing it a long time.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I would say these two barbers were probably both in their 70s. You know, and well, you know, look at this little Nancy boy from away. We're going to cut his hair right now. We're going to cut his hair. We're going to put something in his butt.
Anyway. What did it cost?
It was not cheap for as far as haircuts go.
Yeah.
How much?
It was $14.
That's about market, I think.
Is it market?
Yeah.
Is it market?
No. I mean, it's not all $5.99.
Dirt cheap.
For a barbershop,
you could probably get out I guess 14 is the goal.
So
I gave him a fiver on top of it.
The Roosters.
So.
That's what they're counting. They're counting on a 20.
I gave him $20.
The Roosters down the street when it was open,
right.
$55. Right?
Well, that's why they closed.
And then I went to the barbershop where I remember why I almost died.
Yeah.
And it was... It wasn't 50. I saw on the board it said shave and a haircut $18. And I said, well,
that's up from the 2 bits that it used to be.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. 2 bits. Thank you.
And then I said, well, I wasn't going to whore my guy. So I was like, you've clearly done, here's the real money I should
right.
pay you, right? But next time I go to that barbershop, I want to pay the $18.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then after, yes, go ahead, Rob.
You referenced Mr. Ray, and I just wondered if they had
Mr. Ray's hair weave.
If they had a classic commercial in YouTube, let's see what happens.
Let Mr. Ray show you how you can knock years off of your life. We weave 100% human hair to your hair for a natural, youthful appearance. Yes. You'll look years younger and feel better today.
Mr. Ray.
Call 466-4200 now or visit Mr. Ray in Baltimore for the best hair weave at the lowest price in town.
Wow.
Lowest price in town.
Play it again, please.
That is fantastic.
That's Mr. Ray.
Let Mr. Ray show you how you can knock years off of your life. We weave 100% human hair to your hair for a natural, youthful appearance. You'll look years younger and feel better today. Call 466-4200 now or visit Mr. Ray in Baltimore for the best hair weave at the lowest price in town.
He does good work, Mr. Ray does.
Mr. Ray.
Absolute classic. Oh. Absolutely. Before we get out of here, Rob Spiewak, you had a parent night where you went back, not back to school, but the opening of school, right?
Yeah,
meet the teacher.
There's two stories. Let me go with a short one because one requires a little more time, but okay. I can get this one in. It was an evening where you had to go and meet in the auditorium, and then you went to 9 different talks with 9 different teachers. And, you know, the bell would ring, and you'd walk the halls, and it was hell on earth. It went from 7 till 9:20 at night, and it was sucktastic. And
why?
And I don't know. That's what all of us were saying. As a matter of fact, every time we walked near the front door when we were going to another class, I kept saying to Carrie, "Our car is right there. There's no attendance required." But there was one teacher that she, I believe, was an assistant principal and was talking about the policy of getting all the papers signed on the first day, and when they turn in their packet, that's when they get assigned their locker and locker combination.
So this is you, the parents, have to sign things.
Right, right.
And she's basically jacking you to make sure you don't slack off.
Don't slack off and right. Make sure you get these things signed.
I get it.
So there's this hen, this horrible, haggard, ugly, negative, wonderfully horrible woman in the front row, and she raises her hand. And of course, this teacher is from Dallas, and she's very proud of the fact that she comes from Dallas.
And she talks like that.
I've never been happier than I live in Luckett's, but I love my drive and I love it here, but I'm still a Cowboys fan because I love Dallas. And I said, we go through all that horseshit. And and so the lady says, so the kids will not get their lockers until they bring in their packet. And the lady says, that's the policy. You have to sign the packet. The packet is turned in, and then they will get their lockers. And the lady says, but the first day of school, if they need a locker, and the lady says, well, the first day of school, they won't have their locker because they'll pick up the packet, and the packet has to be signed to get your locker. And they will not get a locker until they get the white packet signed and returned to class. That's why it's important. She says, but about the lockers, do they get a locker? And at this point, the Texas lady says, they will get their locker when they return the white packet and it is signed. And then the lady says, but if we don't bring in the white packet, keep in mind, there's 50 other parents and they're talking one-on-one. And he says, and if we don't bring in the white packet,
I'm never going
and Texas says, then they don't get a locker. And then you hear, and it's not a real bell. It's like a buzzer almost.
Yes.
And at that point we hear, and we're all like, thank Christ. And so we all leave, and we're in like the main area, the lobby of the school, and this was the greatest. The husband goes up to the blonde lady and says, Jesus, what is it with you and the locker?
Nice.
And turned and walked away from her.
Nice.
Perhaps on Monday's show, I'll talk about the guy who showed up after happy hour for parent night.
I can't wait. That was fantastic.
Oh, brief but beautiful. We'll take a break. Come back. Oscar Rotzi, all the entertainment news that's fit to read with Oscar Santana right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Joe, once upon a time, someone took a cheeseburger and added bacon to it. They made it better. Well, that's what we're doing with our murder mystery comedy show. We're adding bacon to it.
That's right. Rob Spiewak will be a part of our next show. It's called The Last Laugh, and you can see it September 4th, 7:30 p.m. at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. Go to arlingtondrafthouse.com for tickets.
Will Rob get murdered?
Maybe.
Will Rob be the murderer?
Possibly.
Will he get drunk?
100% chance.
Again, September 4th, 7:30, Arlington Cinema and Draft House. Go to arlingtondrafthouse.com for tickets. You're going to eat, drink, laugh, and solve a murder. And maybe, just maybe, one of you will get to take Rob Spiewak's life with your bare hands.
Now that's comedy.
You asked me. Right. I love it. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Open mic, the audio book, and you're going to love it. Listen to the story of the Mike O'Mara Show as read by the authors Mike, Rob, and Oscar in their own words, the entire book, and then some. Hear the whole story, the inside scoop told by people who lived it.
Buy the book, listen to the book, and hear about Oscar the Soothsayer.
I learned what it means to be fired publicly at a very young age. You start learning patterns of stations that are going through format flips. You start understanding what's happening with the sales forecasts and the tempo of your appearances. And then there's the closed-door meetings. That's how I knew that WJFK was going to flip formats before anyone else did.
And remember our motto, Mike.
Open mic. The banquet book.
Thank you. $6.99 now available. Download it instantly on iTunes or at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Without further ado, let's bring him in here, ladies and gentlemen. All the news from the world of entertainment with Oscar Rotze.
We love Skype.
The best.
Skype gets us connected with Mike and yes. guests across the country and around the world. Right.
And, for people that have bitched about Skype, as we have in the past, you know what? All in all, we're pretty happy with it. We're pretty we're pretty happy with Skype. It does okay for us.
Janis Fries, one of the co-founders of Skype, who sold Skype for $2.6 billion.
From whence does this person come? Is it a Swede?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Please.
Yes.
Mama puts the pies out to cool.
No, thank you.
I think you might be Danish, regardless.
Hey, by the way, can I ask you one question based on the promo for the audiobook that we were just doing?
Yeah.
Did you, how early on did you start smelling the butt? I'm going to give us probably, Rob, from January, and we got booted in July. We kind of just smelled some blood on the water in January. Did you know sooner than
when,
right around the same time?
When Adam's station flipped a year ahead of time, there right. was two other stations after that.
Yeah.
And then when I saw that they were flipping the station in Philadelphia, I said, we're the last one left. Like, there's no reason why they would just keep us.
I think our last show, if memory serves, our last show was July 2nd.
Okay.
And then there was the holiday. I came in on the 5th. And that's when I knew.
When we started talking more sports,
there was a sports station. And I said, what's all this then?
Okay. Go ahead. I was interrupting your
own story. So, Giannis, the co-founder of Skype, he was engaged to Marie-Louise Johnson, a Danish recording artist. Gorgeous woman. Gorgeous woman. Mm-hmm. He found out that she was cheating, so he's asking back for his engagement ring he gave her.
Okay.
The engagement ring alone is worth $471,000.
Oh, wow. Mm.
This is on top of other gifts he had given her, totaling up to $1 million worth of jewels.
Wow. He's got to be like Trump and make sure he doesn't give the women expensive jewelry, because that will give them leverage.
So he's fighting to get those back, and the young lady, Marie-Louise Johnson, who's been confirmed of having multiple affairs with multiple men,
yes.
will not give them back.
Yeah, that little dirty hua.
Yeah.
Right? Dirty hua.
Yeah, that's a stale Danish, Mike.
Just want to drop that quickly. Moving on, Caitlyn Jenner, you know, she's involved in that horrific crash that ended up with the death of an elderly woman that
right.
was in
that's
front
right.
of him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The car that the elderly woman was driving careened across the highway into a Hummer, and that's how she ended up dying.
So it crossed whatever median was there into oncoming traffic, yeah.
The Hummer and everybody inside the car seemed to be okay because it's a bigger vehicle. Lexus runs into a Hummer. Mm-hmm. You do the math.
Right.
But unfortunately, the five occupants of the Hummer are now suing the deceased estate. And they're going after her because they found, I'm alleging, but it looks like they found out that she was rich and now they're going after her.
That sucks.
Right?
That's a scummy move.
Yeah. I mean, so they're going after the estate of
the deceased.
They're dealing with a dead relative, and now the people that are left behind have to deal with a lawsuit from some litigious Fs. That
sucks. And they said that they're they're going to be gunning for Caitlyn Jenner after they're done with this lawsuit.
Classy right? statement mm-hmm. and classy move. Yeah.
And the lawyers wonderful. For these guys, they're just such scumbags.
Yeah.
Scumbags.
Now, where would you find a scummy lawyer? That's what surprises me. Mm-hmm.
Very difficult to find. Very difficult to find.
That gives
Thank
them leverage,
you,
Mike.
That's right. They're the best lawyers in town.
Gentlemen, what's your take on slander and just overall? You know, people have talked S about all of us so many times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought to actually take them to court about it?
I have. There is a particular group that I've given it some thought about. It's online stuff, and mm-hmm. I think about it for 5 seconds, and then I say, no, I am a public figure. I have put myself yep. out there so people are able to say what they want about me. And unfortunately, as soon as I bring my little guy even to this room right here and I show him on air, or I talk about my wife on air, yep. They're fair game as well.
True
if you
enough.
Put your family out there, that's the way it's supposed to be. Now, if you've got paparazzi that are running around chasing a movie star that don't want their kids to be public, and that to me is wrong, and that to me is actionable, and they should do that. But as far as people talking about yep. you, when you're in a public forum, it does come with the territory.
It's
not always fun. It kind of sucks, but it does come with the territory. Where I would ever, you know, put a line on that is if it was something that was not only untrue
yeah.
but damaging as well, then I would consider it.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't pay attention to enough of it to know. There probably been lies said about me for a very, very long time.
You have
time.
To help me out with this, and I'll try to make this as broadcast-friendly as possible.
Okay, dope.
Brandi Glanville, allegedly, you know Joanna Krupas from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I take
yeah.
it, right? That's where it's from?
R-H-O-B-H.
Brandi Glanville is from the Real Housewives of the Beverly
yeah.
Hills.
Well,
yeah,
well, apparently she's trying to stave off a defamation lawsuit from Joanna Krupa by forcing Joanna to come clean about her vaginal odor.
Let's call it feminine odor.
Okay, feminine odor.
Yeah.
So
keep taking the high road there, Brandi. So Brandi, did Brandi do this on her podcast?
Brandi alleged that this woman had a smelly
extreme feminine odor, Mike, like Natalie Wood.
Yes.
So Joanna is she on the show too? Is
I don't
Joanna,
know where Joanna comes in this into
who
this.
Is Joanna Krupa? I don't know who she
She's
is.
She's not an RH. She's not a Real Housewife.
She's not a Real Housewife. I figure you would know. To be fair,
let me while you're doing this, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to see if I is it K R U P A
S? Yes. Oh, UPA.
Oh, like UPA. The drummer.
Like yeah, the drummer like Gene Krupa.
Who so, also right. had horrible feminine
Brandi's, Brandi's lawyer has fired a series of written questions with Joanna that Joanna must answer under oath. Notably, is it your contention that the lawsuit that your feminine place is odorless? If you, if yes, please explain.
Oh, she's a very pretty lady. She's not on the RHOB. No,
specifically with your...
R-H-O-B-A.
Place down there, how it's specifically odorless. She needs
this
to answer
is somebody,
that question.
I bet this is somebody who banged her husband. I bet this is somebody who banged her ex-husband.
What an extreme burden of proof to have to provide, though.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's
a lovely lady.
There
wow.
is a lawsuit pending
and they're gonna
for
have to
defamation.
Go, they're going to have to go back to judges' chambers for that.
I just saw that headline on TMZ and I said, whoa.
Well, I'm looking at a lot of pictures of this Joanna Krupa. I'm only thinking one thing right now. Thinking about
that?
Putting a little mus.
Whoa.
What?
No. Whoa. I'm thinking about. I was going to say, I'm thinking about putting a little ammonia on my mustache.
Worth the wait.
Oh, speaking of hits, yeah. Mike, I debut the top five from Oscarazzi.
Oscarazzi. So this is a music segment we're starting now?
These are the top five songs of the nation, according to the Billboard Hot 100.
DJ's Bible.
Ready.
Now, next time we do this, Rob, you're going to have to remember, you got to get some jingle in there for this.
Of course.
Hit after hit.
Yeah, I'll do one. I'll find one for him.
Right, let's start with number five, The Weeknd. With The Hills. You're in the club, Mike, hanging out, getting a bottle.
I don't like this as much as Dead Mike.
No,
I like Dead Mike better.
Okay. Dead Mike, good. Yeah.
Dead Mike.
Number four, Major Lazer with Lean On.
That's not bad.
Man, I love the bass, though. I never get tired of bass. If you like bass, there's a lot of music that appeals to you because that's just got such a nice thundering bass. That would sound good at the club with, Dead Mike.
At number three, Ciliento with Watch Me.
And watch me nay nay.
This is everywhere.
By the way, if you want to hear my club mix on the bonus show this week, lots of club DJing in the bonus show. So please check it out.
Yeah, watch him whip. Watch him nay nay.
I'm not. I don't like that one. I don't like that one. That's not my cup of tea.
Let's go to number two. The Weeknd again with Can't Feel My Face.
Is that are they making drug references? Is that what they're talking
I think
about?
They are alluding to being so excited with the person that their face is numb.
I think they're alluding to the fact they can't feel their face because they were with the plaintiff in that Brandy Glanville lawsuit.
That's just, I remember from my young days though, when I was when I was sparking, when I was courting different women, and I would get numb face when I'd be excited to be with a woman, and I would just go.
At number one.
Yes, number one.
With a bullet. It's Omni with Cheerleader.
God, the auto-tune is just so overdone.
Catchy song.
You know? It is catchy, but it's like I'm tired of auto-tune. I don't like it. I sound like an old fart. I can't help. There's no way I'm going to have a discussion about music without going, I don't like that auto-tune.
Next week, Mike, I'll try to find a Tom Jones record on the charts for you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Rob.
That is Oscarazzi for this week.
Very good. Thank you, Oscar. We'll take a break. Come back with the final Audio Vault of the week. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
On next week's episode of the show, comedian George Wallace.
I love George Wallace.
He is one of my favorites of all time.
You're one of his.
He's funny, and he's very inspirational.
He is. I'm inspired now.
It doesn't sound like it. Plus, we're going to be on TV.
I can't wait.
It's all on The Tony Perkins Show. Download the new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Rob.
What's the best 10 o'clock show on this trip?
Boy, that would have been a get we would have loved. Maybe not.
No.
Anyway, the TMOS bonus package is available for you right now.
Please, sir, could I have some more?
Yes, you can. If 5 episodes a week aren't satisfying your TMOS cravings. I got a great letter from a guy today that buys all the bonus content, was asking us for more. Said it's not quite enough. Talked
cool.
about the fact that he stockpiled on his very honeymoon and that he was listening to many episodes of the Mike O'Mara Show, including our bonus packages, and his wife. His brand new bride leaned over to him and said, how many of those do you have? And he turned to her, and the only answer he gave her was, plenty. join the other addicts who have decided to do something about it by taking the first step and subscribing to the 2015 TMOS bonus show package. You get full access to all of the content, on-demand video, 25% savings, a great way to support your favorite podcast, waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click the banner mark TMOS bonus packages. The TMOS bonus package will make the shaking stop. Let's open up the audio vault for Friday, August 28, 2015, Rob. Spiewak.
Mike, remember when you called me last night and you said, Rob, Don, what would it be like if The Sopranos was a sitcom?
And, yes, I said that to you.
And
yes,
I said,
that,
let me look around and see if I can figure it out. And here is The Sopranos reimagined as a situation comedy.
Thank you for holding. Your call is important to us. It's so important you answer the phone. It's just a level of bullshit. New idea they come up with. To make things better, make things worse.
It's actually a 12-minute version of The Sopranos cut to be like a sitcom with
That's
a laugh
funny.
Track. And you need to see it. It's on our Facebook page. Watch
Who
it.
Who are worth, these people?
It's absolutely worth it. Mike, I was surprised to find out only 58. Daryl Dawkins passed away, died of a heart attack. And he was perhaps best known for in the 1979 season shattering two glass backboards in the NBA. I think he was with the 76ers then. And he did one on the road.
Huge man. Huge man. Not just tall, but just thick, too. Really out of the Shaquille O'Neal mode, kind of a very heavy, strong guy, not only tall but big.
He's the reason that it is now against the rules and a finable offense to shatter a backboard, and also the reason they invented breakaway rims.
Breakaway.
But anyway, here's NBA players, including Daryl Dawkins, discussing the first time he broke an NBA backboard.
It was such a sight because the glass went everywhere, and Robin Zine was under the basket, and he was trying to get out of the way. He was running. And Daryl was in shock.
First thing I was thinking is, oh, man, I got to get out of here. All this glass is coming down. I was like, please don't fail me now.
I remember that was pretty scary because, I mean, even when you see that in slow motion, I mean, you see all this glass just coming down. That was very dangerous.
It was it's an amazing sight. So a safe home, Daryl Dawkins, 58 is way too young. Donald Trump. That's right. The man who wants a deal.
We want deal.
Had a couple great. He was speaking in South Carolina yesterday. He said a couple things. My favorite is what I'll lead with. How is he going to run our nation? You can't really say if he wins, but he did refer to it as not a country, but a company.
We are going to make this company. Uh-huh. We are going to make this. What? We are going to make this country so strong.
This company.
Also, did you know that he has a new nickname among the Spanish-speaking community?
This El Diablo?
Ricardo no. Sanchez, known as El Mendrel, on his Spanish drive-time radio show in Los Angeles, has taken to calling Donald J. Trump El Hombre del Pelequín. In other words, the man of the toupee.
The man of the toupee. He did have a lady come up and inspect his hair.
Oh, he's got plugs, right?
Yeah, and it's long. I think if you were to brush his hair out, it would be like Cher. Because I think he's got a lot of it stuck.
Last week, he took a hat off, the red hat, and at one point, he was fidgeting with it the whole time. Like it was bothering him, like it was uncomfortable. And he took his hat off, and he pulled his hair back. And I mean, everybody said they freeze framed it, and you saw the hair was going into the head.
Yeah.
So I mean, whatever it is, it might be plugs, but
the guy's
got
a zillion dollars. You don't think he has the best of the best, though?
Yeah.
You wish he would have had his hair. His hair reminds me of a My Little Pony doll tail.
Yeah, it just flips over the top.
It's too shiny.
It's also not a color found in nature.
No,
it's very peculiar. But anyway, we wish him the best, I suppose. Taylor Swift is doing a series of concerts at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. And one thing that's been cool is every night she's had some pretty big name guest stars coming out. I think Selena Gomez did a night. Didn't Justin Timberlake do a song? Alanis Morissette did a song? This one I pulled for Oscar. Her guest last night was Lisa Kudrow from Friends.
Ah.
And they said, this is Wednesday night. They sang Smelly Cat.
Smelly Cat. Smelly Cat. What are you?
That's awesome.
Smelly Cat. Yeah. So when you go to a Taylor Swift show, you never know what you're going to hear. It's always a surprise.
Uh-oh.
Somebody's calling, Rob.
Oh, Mike, there's a call. Did you want to answer it?
I guess so. Let's pick up the phone and see who's on the line.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good evening. This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Latin County Public Schools.
He's back!
With greetings from School Nutrition Services.
Hey!
We are excited to announce that beginning this school year, you can apply for free and reduced-priced meals online. If you have questions or require assistance, please email us at cafe@lcps.org.
He sounds excited, doesn't he?
Wade is always a dynamic speaker.
It's always great when I get that call.
Very exciting.
There's been questions back and forth. CJ, Caitlyn Jenner, now that the transformation has begun, will Caitlyn want to date a man or a woman?
Good question.
Apparently, CJ addresses it on the upcoming episode of I Am Kate, and here is an exclusive clip that they're doing as a preview.
It would be very attractive to me to have a guy treat me like a woman. What does that mean? That you would be treated like a normal woman, okay?
What do you mean a normal woman?
Like any other woman on the street, and not make it this big trans thing or this or that, just a normal relationship.
So you know what, Caitlyn Jenner, you are a normal woman right now, today. You don't need a man to make you a woman.
So I guess we know the answer there.
He wants to be a woman and date a man.
Right.
In the last episode, I thought he wanted to date women. Wanted to date women. And because one of her friends was like, if you're a lesbian, you're a lesbian, right?
She wants to date a man, and I think we all know who the man is.
Good evening. This is Wade Byers, the Public Information Officer for Latin American Schools.
Do you guys feel like I do when we're on this subject, that when we're on this subject, we're like going into one of those Mission Impossible scenarios?
Well, can
where
I say
got
something?
The lasers crossing the floor.
Don't and touch
we have
that
to,
floor.
We have to tread so carefully.
We're suspended by strings, yeah.
At least we're talking about it. There are radio shows across the country that won't even touch this.
You're right.
Because they're terrified of
they're
it, right?
They're terrified. So we're doing the best we can, so back the f***
off.
There he goes.
Another edit for you there, Pony. There you go. Thank
Pony
you.
Will be home by Saturday night. Mm-hmm.
And, is that fair, though?
That is fair.
That's perfectly fair. Yes, it is. Yes, absolutely.
Right. You ever wonder, Mike, what the
I'm
most...
not going to get you any more mad than you already are.
I don't know that you can. His Bolivian head would buzz clean open.
He's just, look at him brooding over there.
Well, you know what? He's a child of the 90s. He's like a Seattle guy. He's grunge. He'll get a flannel shirt. Most popular girls' names, Mike.
Right now in the U.S., the most popular name for baby girls is Emma. Yeah. Emma. Yeah. And the least popular names are Ashley and Madison.
That is your Magic Audio Ball. Have a great weekend, everybody. Did you want to close with Captain Chesapeake?
Oh, that's right. Okay you have it?
I do, right here.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show. It's come and gone. Thank you for the groan, Pony. Be sure and join us again. Is that a groan for the music or the fact that you have to make like 500 edits?
Oh, it's everything.
Thank you, Pony. Be sure and join us again for more f***ing fun and more thrills.
Oh, no.
At MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia. 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with 2Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Captain Chesapeake, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Goodbye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Open mic. The banquet book.
Hey!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.